I came in to Haiti with the emergency surgical team based from Amsterdam, MSF, 48 hours after the earthquake last week. And we drove through the night to come into a city which is shattered, with buildings collapsed all around us, and at that time still bodies in the streets. And we went as an emergency surgical team to a hospital in one of the most devastated areas and started to treat and set up to care for the casualties. We arrived during the night and started to open. This hospital had stopped functioning. The staff had left. Many of them had lost their families and they were caring for them. So we started to make the hospital operational again. And then we had a major aftershock about 11 o'clock that morning. We had to evacuate the hospital, so we set up operating in this road outside, and the surgery is under a tree. We have treated many hundreds of patients in the road. We have blocked off the road outside, and the patients were lying on the floor and on mattresses for the first 48 hours, and now we have some beds for some of the people outside, and we operate in the courtyard of the hospital. The building is unsafe, just under trees. We managed to get some electricity working during, I think it was Friday night, and then improved that, and some water working within 36 hours. Unfortunately, we've not been able to get any of our equipment to the hospital yet. I wasn't able to come in, so we've had to struggle to find instruments. We've been using gynecology instruments we managed to borrow, and we've been running out of stuff. We hadn't got any ketamine drug for anesthetics during, I think, Saturday night it was. We ran out of plaster of Paris twice for fractures. We have no great bandages at the moment, so our logistics team are working very, very hard. The airport was closed for I'm not sure how long, but could not get flights in, and they're still flying into Dominican Republic. We're hoping and praying that our drugs, our instruments, and everything will manage to get to us soon.
So there's not been any real resolution or clearing of the supply flight problems as things stand?
Yeah, we've been working and operating in the hospital, so I don't really have the big picture clear. I know that the airport was damaged, and flights that got in, there was no gasoline to refuel, and structure to unload equipment, I think, had broken down. So it's just not been possible, or at least none of our equipment. We've got planes chartered to have equipment brought into the Dominican Republic, but that has to be transported along one route, which is now, I suspect, pretty congested. So it's just a nightmare logistically to get equipment to the frontline teams. Well, we were coming out now of what we call the acute phase, where I'm afraid most of the people with severe injuries have died in the collapsed buildings. And most of the major fractures now we're working on them still. The teams are operating through today, but that phase is easing. The next phase is dealing with all the infected complications of that over the next few weeks and trying to make sure we don't lose anybody from infection. We're doing emergency obstetric service because there's surgery, there's nowhere else with the cesarean sections during the night. But of course, there's all the acute medical needs of a community. We're beginning to see the asthmatics. We're beginning to see the complications. Many patients I don't know that we've seen the epileptic, but are running out of their normal medication and are coming to us seeking medication because, of course, there's no pharmacies functioning. There's nowhere for them to go. So the next phase is acute medical needs. And of course, the people are all outside the buildings. They're in parks. And latrines and water are obviously non-existent in most of those places. So there is obviously a risk of development of other infected problems.